Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Get it, boy.
Get into it.
Push it into the gums. Wow. My man is on 18 milligrams.
Woo! All right, let's go.
You just spit it out? Or did you just put it in? Or do you just put it in your mouth for a little bit?
No, I'm done with it.
Okay.
My head looked bad in this.
Do you have a larger than normal head?
I would say I have a larger than normal head for sure.
Everybody else would say that too.
About me? Go fuck yourself.
I guess I feel like I have an average head. Like,
you have a pretty average head.
Well, I just bought a hat recently, and it was a size XL.
What's your size? What's your hat size?
Who knows hat sizes?
Like, I'm a 7 1/4.
Like, normally hat sizes aren't on a site when you're buying them.
I guess I don't really
cowboy hat.
Oh, that's why, you know, because cowboy hats will have the size on it.
Or like, even like the hats back in the day, like used to be fitted. You remember like lids?
Like, oh,
oh
you
would, yeah.
You would get very your hat fitted. Size.
There, be wasn't, a headache. There wasn't a strap in the back.
Yes.
Yeah, no, there would. Yeah.
I know, but you really there had could to commit be, but. To that. But then you look like Fred Durst when you had it around like yeah. front, which was like, I mean, yeah, it was a vibe. I guess I never bought those.
I wish I could wear hats like that. Those are what, dad hats, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because like they're dad hats?
Yeah.
You want to see what it looks like on my head? I wish I could wear hats sure. like that. Terrible. Look what this hat looks like on my head.
Wow. You're a totally different person.
It's just awful.
You look like a character in Backyard Baseball.
I know. And then backwards hat, don't even get me started. I looked better when I was like fatter. It just worked better. Like any hat just worked better on me.
Just kind of went with the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made it work.
I want to see you in one of those... These, you know what I mean? This hat.
Okay, yeah, like a newsy.
There's no gap here. It just goes like from here to here, like from.
Oh, so this it's a golf, like a golf hat.
That.
Yeah, it's a golf hat.
Zane, I want to see you in that so bad.
I don't look good in it. My dad used to wear those all the time
because flat cap.
Because he, you know, my dad. He wants to look like he's from like France, so he'll wear it like okay. he'll wear it like the ha-ha. Like he loves wearing it, and it looks good on him, but it doesn't look good on me.
But like that hat looks like the shape of your head. So I feel
just
like
because it looks like the shape of my head does not mean it will look.
I feel like it's gonna compliment.
No, Heath, you'd be surprised. I'll look more like because my face goes like this. So with that hat, it'll just look like a croissant.
Yeah, it'll match with it.
No, it would not match with it. It actually will accentuate my croissant.
No, yeah,
face.
Maybe you'd end up looking like the guy from Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Okay. It's a mission when I to find a hat.
When, you're right.
I'll be at like a random gas station. I'll be like, oh my God. And I'll put it on my head. It's like fits perfect. And there'll be like a $2 hat. And I don't care what it has on the front. It can say anything on the
as
front.
Long
I'll
as
buy
that fit
it.
Is it. Yep.
I'll buy it because finding a hat that fits my head is rare. It's like finding a gold.
That's the worst online when you fall in love with like a vintage looking hat. You go, that looks sick. And then you put that on. You're like,
no.
Damn it. Like that ain't it. Sucks. Ain't it.
And that's it with anything, with any clothing. If there's something that's so sick, you put it on. It just does not want to fit your body right.
If that's one thing about hats, though, if it doesn't work one day, it will never work. It's not like a pair of pants. You're like, ooh, if I lost like a couple more pounds.
Oh, yeah.
They'll fit me and I'll look good in it.
Yeah.
A hat, if it doesn't look good, it will never look good.
No. But true.
Just like, that's it.
But Heath, like I said, remember when we were talking about hats where a new hats never look good on me? I have to wear them out. So
you guys
I put them on the mannequin head to stretch them out. So now I only look for used hats. Used vintage hats.
There's like certain clothing items that like... I feel like people can tell if it's you or not you.
Yeah, I was talking to Danielle about this. It's funny the way we pack when we're leaving the country for the first time. Like, imagine like you've never been out of the country and you're going to London. The way you'll like pack and dress, pea coats, weird hats. You're completely unlike yourself. You never wear that.
Your
identity just like decides,
you get to try out different styles. I know.
Even when I'm like planning out what to wear at Coachella, I'm just like, ooh, I'm going to have a little bit of fun. Yeah. A little bit of flair.
But then you get there and you're like, oh, this is weird. Everybody can see through the bullshit. Mm-hmm. And now whenever we try, like we leave the country, I know in my head that I'm going to dress exactly the way I would dress in the house. Just be comfortable because comfort is more important.
Mm. Preach. Should we run that intro?
No, let's keep going.
It's Comfort Zone, baby. Let's go.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And you are in for a fucking ride. This episode is going to be crazy. This is a crazy, crazy episode. You know why?
Tell him, Zane.
You know why?
Yeah, tell him.
Because this episode is just like every other episode this year.
To be fair, Zane did walk in and go, I want to talk shit today.
I want to talk shit. All right, let's play the game. Ring of Fire, right?
Yep.
First name that pops in your head. Go. First name, go.
Danielle.
Danielle, perfect. Let's talk about Danielle.
The Danielle or just any Danielle we know?
My roommate Danielle and my friend.
Okay.
What can we say about her? She...
It can only be bad things, right?
Only bad things. Shit. Only bad things.
Damn, because all I can say is just give her a good compliment. Her room looks really great.
It does look really nice.
She
changed it up. She used to be all like white gal, like white carpet, white bed, white walls. And now it looks like
she has a very good color palette going on. Everything's very cohesive.
I would say it's very bohemian.
Sure. But not like...
Okay. A little boho.
I love bohemian. Bohemian's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want my house to be kind of like half bohemian, half like... Persian.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
sure.
Just a little bit of Arab twist in it.
Arab boho.
Okay. Arab boho, yes.
That would be nice. Mm-hmm.
April Fool's just happened.
Yesterday.
Did you guys get it fooled at all? Did anything get you throughout the day? Like, because you know, on April Fool's Day, every brand wants to, you know, put out some quirky thing
makes
you stop in your place and be like, wait, what? They're doing like a marshmallow pizza down at Pizza Hut?
I've seen it all. There's literally no brand that can really get. And now I feel like they've been doing it now days either before or after.
Yeah, that's not how it works. You can't do April Fool's a week early.
The thing is that you can and you should because everybody's expecting on April Fool's, so it's not fun. You know what I mean? If I was a brand, I'm doing it a week before. I'm going to really get everybody.
The whole thing about April Fool's is you get to play this prank because it's a specific day.
Yeah, but it's not fun if everyone's expecting.
Because it's a prank, and are pranks really that funny?
No.
They really aren't.
When did it stop being funny?
I
feel like pranks stopped being funny maybe like 8 years ago.
With Fousey Tube and Vitaly and like all of like the prank YouTubers.
After Punk'd. When Punk'd ended.
That was,
little teenager got a camera and realized he could upload it onto just YouTube and do his own little like prank video like all the greats, then it crossed the line. There's this one fucking kid on TikTok. I really wish I could say his fucking name, but I just
Jack
don't know.
Doherty.
No, Jack Doherty, that kid's a little shit, but this kid, this is like another little shit in the making. He goes into like stores, okay? It could be grocery stores.
Oh, I know you exactly
are sporting goods stores, and he'll go in an aisle that nobody else is there and scream bloody murder. Like, help! Oh my God, he's got me! Like, it is someone being beaten to death, and people will rush into his aisle, and he goes, where's that coming from? And then they start going around all the other aisles. He was like, well, I heard it over here. I heard it over here. Freaks people out and just fucking films the reactions. He'll then go in public like a bunch of people in a nice, calm shopping center, eating dinner outside on a patio.
Uh-huh.
A Sunday night. Families just at peace and calm.
I'm visualizing it, all right?
He'll just get out his phone and just fucking yell and curse like bloody murder on the phone to somebody.
Yeah.
Fucking cussing. Families, just people trying to enjoy their fucking night.
But there's nothing to it. There's no like a
It's just shock factor.
It's just, it's a shock factor. It's a shock.
And I look at this kid's page. He's getting 12 million views. And listen, I'm not going to go hate on you because you're having success on the internet. It's what you're doing where you're just genuinely disturbing the peace.
And yeah, I also don't see a number of views as success. Like, it depends on what you're doing with those numbers to me. Because, I mean, any of us can, like, anybody can do that. And get a ton of you. Yeah.
I just don't want to seem like I'm just a hater.
No, they're causing like havoc and like while people are trying to live. That's different.
Sad because we live in such a time where there's like just shootings. People are also scared of shootings all the time. People run and scatter all the time because we live this day and age. And if you're gonna go somewhere and make people scared shitless for their own sense of safety, sorry, you're a fucking dick.
That's true.
There's a few people too. I don't like. There's this one person, I don't even remember their name, but they are in Home Depot and they just like mess with like elderly people, and I can't stand that. They'll like throw stuff like dirt or mulch like up in the air or over like a shelf and like land on these old people, and then they're like looking up, or they'll get like wet from something. Like,
are you talking about that? The guy in the store, he'll just do this, and then
a few people that do it, yeah. And I'm just like, oh God.
You know where it started? I feel like that whole trend at stores started when that. Remember the kid with the milk gallon,
the slamming,
would just slam it and then slip. I feel like that's really where it started, because that was the first time I really saw like people acting up in grocery stores. The only one that I like in grocery stores that is so harmless and I love it so much is that guy that goes up to random people and he'll start conversations acting like they know them.
Don't act like you don't remember me.
You don't remember when?
Do you remember? And they're like,
but it's like very harmless and nice conversations. And it actually like makes their day too.
Yes.
I like that.
Those are cute. But then there's also another person that'll go up and tell a joke that doesn't make any sense. And the other person will just like laugh out of like the awkwardness of like,
yes,
just to make them feel good.
Are you talking about the guy that like he talks in gibberish or?
No. He'll just like go up and be like, hey, guys.
That's good too.
That one, yeah, he's a good one too.
That's really
like
good.
Ed Bassmaster.
Oh, is that him? Yeah.
That's harmless and funny, and he gets a really good reaction every time.
He'd be like, hi, now with a compound palm shake and a chick chicken and right over.
Answer.
And choke. And they're like, huh? Bartle Dew? I'm sorry, what, sir? Bartle Dew. Do you not Bartle Dew? Like, brilliant.
So good. But what?
So the guy, he'll just go up and like say this joke, and then people will like pity laugh and like just be like, haha. And he's like, you get it? And they're like, yeah, I get it. And he's like, explain it. And then they're like, oh.
You see, now you cross the line. You made it. It goes from harmless.
But it's really funny to watch people then like who pity laugh that for something that didn't make sense. And then they're like, can you explain
it?
That's
when
like,
I scroll.
It hurts.
Out of that video, like I get
I
the
can't
whole
watch
premise.
Can you watch like a cringe fest?
It hurts.
I can't either. Like Kill Tony, I'll sit there. I'm like, I can't. I just can't watch it. It's so.
Yeah, I have my boundaries of things like.
You know what it is? Do you think this has to do with because if we see a video of ourselves cringe, you like freak out. You're like, or if something's cringy of you, you freak out so that you can't watch other people.
I just think it's sympathy. You just feel like, bad.
Feel bad.
Yeah. It's truly secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Feel for people because you have a fucking heart and you don't want to see people in a moment that you would not want to experience for yourself. So
there's times where I feel like I could, if I was a genie, the wishes I would grant are like remove a video off the internet and make everybody forget about this video of this person. Like being embarrassed on the internet like that is so.
Nina. Just vote. Just vote. Like,
wait, quit you on Ocean Facts?
Who's Fish Girl?
That's another line that she says.
Damn, I don't know. That's not part of my, like.
Oh, can I quiz you on Ocean Facts?
Oh, is that why she's called Fish Girl?
Yeah.
Oh, I just know. Nina, just vote.
I know I'm going to be out, so just vote.
She's the same one that does Fish Facts?
Yeah.
Nina, just vote.
That's the thing with these Jubilee videos. You know how reality TV shows, like those Netflix shows, when they're doing, when they're looking at auditions, they're not looking at all funny people or all perfect people for, they're looking at people that like are bad, like bad on camera, mm-hmm. awkward,
that will humiliate themselves.
Exactly. There's something about that that's just so awful too.
They knew there was going to be something that was,
oh, people are going to make fun of her. We're going to have her on the video.
That's what just the internet. It's just, it's sad when like you could do one thing that makes you get off the internet for years. Like, that, she's now back and is able to, like, laugh about it and stuff. But, or that guy who was like, I want to be the next SNL cast member. And he had that one big rap that he was trying to get on SNL.
Oh, like,
and
on.
And it just went viral. Everyone was like, buddy, this ain't it. And he, like, is just, he's still, like, off the internet, like, a little bit. It's kind of sad.
It's crazy seeing.
It's hard to come back. Like, once you, like. Once you feel like that, you're so removed and done. And then to come back, you got to be like, I got to do something unbelievable to make a return.
Because it's not like you got canceled. Okay, you just got bullied from being cringy. That sucks. I'd rather be canceled.
I don't know. Sometimes
I'm just melting in my seat thinking about it.
If you're so cringe, you kind of come back an icon. Like,
yes, but you have to like
from
you have to make
to
it
ashes,
work.
Ashes, dust to dust, like you rise back as like a phoenix. Like you go so hard, it's like ooh, but everyone's like, but where are they? Come back, we need an update. It's crazy.
That's
the
true.
Internet.
That's
how
true.
We will revive the people that we were like, nah, pretty
who's
crazy.
Who's someone that like has been gone since of something really embarrassing
We
all like. I know like years, like a few years ago, there was a lot of people like that.
I always want to go, instead of giving them a freaking packet, yo, you got to be teaching them face to face.
Oh,
people love him.
The future of this generation.
I think they liked him, right?
Yeah,
no.
People are obsessed with him.
But where is that guy? Give him a fucking show. I want to see him talk about more things, because then for years no one could find him, and then sure enough he's working on a construction site one day and he's yelling at one of his coworkers and somebody catches him on video and they're like, that's the freaking packet kid.
I wish there was a section on TikTok where you could click it and the only videos up there are videos of people introducing themselves after like a really viral moment of the, like, you know what I mean? Like I always want to find people that have moments like that, and I just want to go to their channel or watch a video of theirs to see, like, because that guy is probably on TikTok. You just haven't even.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Do you think anybody has watched this podcast from prison?
I don't. You can't watch it from prison, like
under
wire.
Oh yeah.
I know if they sneak shit in, but
you could be at like a very like high
prestige.
End.
Prestige
like a lot of them get like iPads.
Yeah, you still get access.
So
so
you do get access to Wi-Fi.
Maybe
in prison.
It's like summer camp.
I thought that it was.
I
like,
don't think you can play Club Penguin.
No, like, you can't play Club Penguin. But I didn't think you had access to like the internet.
It's like school, kinda. Like school,
where it's like very secured and protected.
A little secure. You can search certain YouTube videos. I'm not saying, once again, all prisons, a lot of prisons are terrible, but
it's also like different intensities, like
yes.
between like jail and like prison.
It all depends on a certain type of situation you're in.
If you were to go to jail, what would you go to jail for?
Oh my gosh, what would I go to jail for? It would have to be a stupid crime, probably insider trading. I bought something that someone
insider
told,
trading.
I bought
That's
something
good.
That somebody told me to buy.
Were right. you saying like that could happen, like realistically, or what I would want to go to jail for?
No, it's more like
I just took that as like my fit. Like
it's more
could be
go,
a possibility.
If I had to go to prison for something like that, or it was something that would be like out of protest. Like, I snuck into SeaWorld to try to rescue the fucking rescue Shamu.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Lock me up for that.
Let's go, baby.
So, Heath, I feel like since you like you love like the Robin Hood shit, I feel like for you it's more like insider trading.
Yeah, I would probably something like that. I mean, if I got tipped off, I'm... Like, that's what's annoying.
I'd be way too... I still will never understand the fine line of that whole world. It makes no fucking sense to me.
That whole thing is really silly. But if I was to go to jail for a crime... Street racing.
Oh, yeah. Just put a little too much metal to the pedal.
So, yeah, that'd probably be, like, a realistic... Like, I don't drive crazy anymore, but like when I was younger, I did like double the speed limit and got pulled over, and that was like really bad. You can go to jail. You can get your car impounded for doing like double the, what is it? I think it's like 30 miles an hour over the speed limit. You can technically go to jail for or something.
Speeding is a good one.
Indecent exposure. That's you.
Yes, that's me. Indecent exposure.
So you did it to be silly, but you didn't realize a child was like behind you?
No, I don't think indecent exposure doesn't mean a child is around you.
Okay.
That's just in a public place.
So you were like, what, doing something for the bit and you wanted to take a picture of you like mooning someone? And they were like,
it's more like maybe we're at the beach and we're at a corner and like we're not around a lot of people and I get naked for a shot. And then my friends take my clothes from me and they run. So I have to run through a crowd and I like would run through a crowd to get my clothes back. Like I'm not going to just sit there.
Got it.
So for me, it's that is a perfect crime that I think I would land myself in.
Have we talked about this before?
No, this is my first time.
No. Okay, my bad. I feel like, never mind.
Maybe. Cut that. I don't know.
I feel like I've heard you say that exact same thing.
Really?
Maybe
I'm tripping.
Well, run it back. Yeah, Mariah, can you actually go through all the episodes and try to find that one?
I'm doing it as we speak.
All right, beautiful. Okay,
cool. Speaking of cars, you talked about, you know, things going fast and stuff. I was, you know, getting kind of sucked into thinking about traffic jams and like what the worst traffic jams of all time are. It's pretty fucking crazy.
What do you mean? Like because of a long situation or?
So, you know, it sucks when you're in a traffic jam. No one wants to be in a traffic jam for more than 20 minutes,
yeah,
for more than 30 minutes, for more than an hour. But I was so curious, like globally, what has been the worst traffic jam that has ever happened?
And you mean like time length where like people were stuck on the same highway moving very slow for an entire, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Being in that traffic jam.
All right.
And seeing how many people. Fuck, the third one, I can't remember what the top third one was, but I know that it lasted, I think it was in France, and it was 109 miles long.
Okay.
That was like one of the longest one that these people were in the jam for, was just straight up 109 miles. And I think that was in the late
109 miles?
Late 80s. Now, this one I thought was really interesting. The second worst traffic jam of all time happened about 34 years ago, April 12th of 1990, actually 25 years ago. Right after East and West Berlin were united, because you remember how like Germany used to be divided.
Yes,
by the Berlin Wall or whatever. Anyways, all those people from one side of Germany, when around Easter time came, wanted to go to that side of Germany and to celebrate, and they've never been able to. And there were so many cars. Okay, guess this is the number of vehicles that were in this traffic jam. Around 18 million cars.
No
what?
Way.
18 million cars in a traffic jam,
wow,
across from Germany. And it's crazy because that is New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, and Phoenix combined.
Like, how long were they stuck there?
Oh, for I'm pretty sure like
days.
Days. It was extremely long.
That's the type of shit where
long.
You just, you know, you leave your car and you just start walking. Yep. I'm just surprised
you
that
give
they
up.
Didn't.
You give up, and then you don't
what
go back.
What a crazy situation where you leave your car, you're like, I will probably never see this car again, and that's fine.
What's really scary and kind of crazy to think about is that people probably did do that, but then once people do start to leave their car, it probably just stays a traffic jam because then like you want to go back and get it, but if other people didn't go back and get theirs, it's kind of
yes.
like
yeah, you have to stay. You have to stay
and
your car.
Cars really? Start like running out of gas as well too.
Oh,
like,
oh
my
that.
God!
What
and then a you have nightmare. To navigate it all around. And
that was the number two.
Number two, the worst. The worst happened in August of 2010.
Coachella 2017.
It happened in China, and I believe this had happened because. they were doing some like road projects, and they didn't expect all of these like coal truckers were going to come into this area as well. And there was a bunch of people like migrating for vacation. Y'all, this lasted for 12 days.
Oh,
12 no I don't days how in that's China.
Possible. So, like, and 12 there were days where of cars were, not move, like, just not moving at
they,
all. Just
some. They said they moved like half a mile a day.
How long? Oh. How long will you wait before you're like, I got to get out of this car? My, I'd be like, I got to stand still.
People have like
20
imagine
minutes.
You hadn't like
take, you just get out of your car, yeah.
Not having taken a shower in like 12 fucking days, sleeping,
not
in that
eating or
days.
Drinking. You're stuck.
Eventually, in a- people did realize people need to eat, and trust me, people were going around selling food and stuff.
Wait,
it
that's
turned
smart.
Into like a whole marketplace because people were just just what do you want? How long's the wait been? I understand, but hey, we're gonna
damn, you, and you know you're getting 100% of the people. Like everybody needs to eat, so you are out there at 100% profit.
Like, yeah, sorry, I'm just in traffic. I promise I'll be in
I'm
tomorrow.
Still in traffic.
And then, like, you didn't show up to work for 12 fucking days because you were stuck in traffic.
And you can't
traffic.
Even, when was this?
Like 2010.
2010? I'm surprised I didn't hear about this.
I know, that sounds like something that would have happened, like, in the beginning of cars and roads
exactly,
and stuff.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Oh, imagine being in an RV, the looks you would be getting.
Oh.
People would be coming
They'd
over.
Be like
oh, yeah.
Like, back They'd be like, up, back literally up.
It's
zombie
like a zombie. It's like shaking, like, honey.
One at a time. I'd be charging $100 on the door. All
yeah,
right,
you
want to
sleep tonight?
You want to sleep?
Turn it into, like, a little Airbnb out there on the road?
Yeah, because you'll get 12 days. 12 nights. It's really good.
Pretty crazy.
Woo!
I love that.
That's really hard to wrap my head around.
It could be really fun if you were like texting your friends. Is anybody in this traffic jam right now? And you try to find them like a
that's a fun game. Where are you?
Kind of fun.
And you're like, yeah, third row up by that. Do you see the sign? It's like looking for your friends at a festival.
I really don't know how long I could go. Like you were saying, like what's the amount of time at a standstill for me to like really start freaking out? If I didn't move an inch in an hour, I think I'd start really.
I don't
I'm
think
out.
I've ever gotten out of my car in a traffic jam. I think I've been in some where I've seen people like get out and walk around.
Yeah.
But I've never like gotten out and like, hey, so what have you heard from up the road?
Where
like,
you start, people get out, start standing on top of the car to like see a little bit further.
If this happened here, like imagine on a highway here where you couldn't even get off, like it was just like jam packed like this. So many people would take advantage of this moment and go and just start like doing stand-up shows, performing, singers coming out.
Okay, La La Land.
Conan O'Brien coming out, putting up a desk. And like, all right, guys, doing a live show.
People that, performing that on top of the bridge that goes over the highway. Like, you normally where people are like protesting.
Another day.
Like skateboarders hopping over the
cars. Oh, my, that would actually be so fun. I probably wouldn't want the traffic jam to stop.
We're dancing in the street. Come on, everybody. Ding, 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 ding.
Damn. Traffic jam. That's like now, that sounded like hell, but now it sounds fun.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Did you see they dropped the Nintendo Switch 2?
Wait,
the new Nintendo Switch.
They never had, or they've always had just one Nintendo Switch, like the first.
They had Nintendo Switch, and then Nintendo Switch OLED, which was like a better screen and stuff. And
okay.
This whole time, they've been working on the new Nintendo Switch, and it's Nintendo Switch 2.
All right, and I'm guessing the game, what games are on the.
The big one about this one that you can't get on the normal Nintendo Switch, the big one is Mario Kart World. The new
they
Mario Kart.
They have that on there?
Zane, the new Mario Kart kind of looks insane.
I bet it does.
Is this this console or handheld is also a console, right? Like you can plug that in and play it from your TV,
There's
right?
a portable version and you put it on a dock that goes up to your TV as well.
The docking station. That's really sick.
You can take it on the go.
Like if I was a kid today, That would be unbelievable.
And what's great too, it turns into two remotes. So yes. Then you have the screen and then you get to play it with somebody. Really I own sick. One. I wish I played it a little bit more. But Mario World looks just like, or Mario Kart. Did I say Mario Kart World?
You said Mario World.
Oh, Mario Kart. Oh my gosh. World,
I think you said.
Mario Kart World.
Look, right there.
Did I just go Mario World?
It's fine. It's
Mario you're good, Kart you're good.
You're good, man. World. You're not going to get canceled. You're good.
I know, but it looks pretty fucking insane. I also heard it's like open world too. So like after you finish a race, you have to like drive to the new race.
You know what? I love that.
Yeah.
Because it's real life. You're driving to the next. You're not just going to teleport there. You know what I mean?
Which character, when you guys play Mario Kart, which character do you pick?
I either pick Donkey Kong or I pick the little green dinosaur.
I was Yoshi.
Either Yoshi or the gorilla.
Okay. Donkey Kong. Okay. All right.
Because I love Donkey Kong.
I always picked Toad because I always thought Toad, since he's smaller, the car's going to go faster. Which was like,
was that true?
No. The Mario Kart stages that game where they always make like combinations feeling like you're elevating up, but the game itself has so much chance where with the power-ups, with the secret passages, with everyone else getting, you know, shelled out from the top.
Yeah.
As long as you know how to navigate a vehicle properly, your odds of like winning go higher.
Yeah. I think if you're a good player, you can play with any person. You just have to know
But I always love, when you got that red shell, you knew that it was automatically going to hit somebody.
Yeah.
Or when you got that lightning bolt and you turned everybody itty bitty and you just zipped on by, good shit.
I want to show you guys what I got from, it like popped up in my feed and I thought it was like fake. You guys remember the Game Boy, right?
Yeah, of course.
They came out with something. Where is my receipt?
Also, can you believe how expensive video games are now?
Well, you know how much they're charging.
People are Mario freaking Kart out.
World? Mario Kart World, you know how much?
$90.
$90 buckaroos.
That's crazy.
But they're you know what they are.
I feel like they're spending a lot of time making those games. I feel like it takes forever.
Crazy. And also, you don't get like physical games anymore.
Right. I mean,
it's really annoying because you used to be able to buy a video game and then you could sell your game to GameStop.
Yes.
And you had some sort of equity in something that you purchased. You had.
Yes. Yes.
Now you download a game, you can't uninstall it and get money back.
No.
No.
That's the big catch.
It's so messed up.
It's the big catch about it. That's why people who want physical media over buying media, and still technically you do not own the hard file of that digital game as well. You have it downloaded, but it doesn't mean that they can't pull it in the future.
Exactly.
If they decide they don't want to have it anymore, it's gone.
Yeah.
It should be cheaper because you're almost like technically renting it. Yeah. Until you're done.
Yeah, you're leasing.
You're leasing the game
to have it on your Xbox.
So it never made sense to go to GameStop and buy a game.
Unless you knew that you were going to resell it. So you still get your money back at least a little bit when you buy a physical game.
Yeah.
For my Nintendo Switch in the beginning, I was buying physical games because I'm like, well, if I know if I'm only going to play this a bit, I'll sell it, which I have done. And I don't know if I buy a game if I'm really going to like it. And that's the thing is you can't like return a game that you don't like.
Yeah.
But they don't make every game that you want to play on physical media. And sometimes the physical media ones cost even more than the digital game.
Yes.
So it's like, oh God, okay, so this physical one's $40, but I can spend, or $50, and I can spend $30 just to get it digitally right now.
Exactly.
I don't have to go to the store. I don't have to wait for eBay to send it to me. So then
I feel like realistically, most people, when they finish the game, they're not going back to it. Unless they're going back to it like 6 years later. But at that point, you're just like, I'll spend it again and play it again like I do. What was the price difference between buying a game and renting a game at GameStop normally? It wasn't half the price, right? It was a little bit more.
You go to Blockbuster and rent your video game.
No, GameStop.
No.
Jordan.
Yeah, you.
I was just
going
to say,
from GameStop.
Jordan, if you need to
Jordan
chime
used to
in.
Work at GameStop.
You can't rent games at GameStop, Zane.
You can't?
You would buy used games. Yeah.
Boy,
I'm gonna die right now because there's no way.
Stay with us.
I was not. me and my brother were not renting games from Blockbuster.
Then y'all were going and buying used games, you thought those were rentals.
Yes.
Maybe it was used games.
Used games were like not as cool. Sometimes they didn't have the cover
art. I remember
the
yellow tag. So in my head, the yellow tag was rentals.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
There was also other places. Like, we went to Blockbuster, but the one closest to us was called 48 Hours.
Okay.
So my brothers would rent their games from there. They could have been under a different, like,
Wow, that's... I cannot believe you didn't rent from GameStop.
Oh, also, back then, they had Gamefly, which was the one that they mailed you the games.
So yes! Yes, oh, it was like the Netflix. God. Okay, wow.
For games.
Thank you, Jordan. Here,
Jordan,
hop on.
Have a seat.
Have a motherfucking seat.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Mariah, look at that. That's 20,000 games on it that we all used to play on PlayStation.
20,000 games.
It's insane.
You pull them up, though.
I know. There's going to only be 5 games that are good.
No,
not as many as you want. A lot of them are bullshit.
Have you played one?
Right when you start playing it, you're like, this does not hit.
Wait, this
Pokemon?
It made me happy for like 30 minutes, and then I never picked
you're
it up.
You're lying.
Again.
This right here?
Yeah. I remember.
You bought this?
Yeah, I have the Ambernick one. That's the same thing that has 20,000 games. But I find myself not playing it. And then when you start playing those games from PS2, you're like, these aren't even like as cool of a game as you don't remember. They're just making you do a bunch of like boring shit.
I like nostalgia. I like playing.
Chase it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I love chasing it.
It costs you $100. Buy it. But the memory of playing them is better than like replaying it sometimes.
That's.
Unless they can remake the games that we loved. High def.
They do that.
Right, they should. But those are the games, though. I'm like, bring back Banjo-Kazooie, but make it like just to the graphics we have today.
So the graphics are from back then on this.
And I'm just saying, dude, you're going to be like,
oh, God. What sold me, they showed one of the games. One of the games were Crash Bandicoot.
That's
what sold
me.
You
have to play the real one.
Yeah, you got to play it on the PlayStation.
The real one. Did I just get scammed?
No, I know people that have these and they're fun. It's a nostalgia type thing.
Heath, you should have seen the way I was acting when I bought it. I was like, I bet nobody knows about this. This is crazy. I can't wait to tell them that I got this. Like,
it's cool. But also, I heard something. They're like illegal, right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
These?
Kind of, but they're not doing a good job at stopping them.
They aren't at all. Look at this. Looks a beautiful sight.
Yes, Heath, but it's the way that Morpheus was illegal. Like, and...
So I'm guessing 50% off is not really a discount, right? Like, it's not actually $200 to...
Nobody's going to put you in jail because you have one of these.
But that's actually still, like, $100 for the device.
Pretty good.
And to have all those games.
How much was a Game Boy when we were kids? Like, when our parents bought us Game Boys?
Oh, I never got one. I don't know.
They were about, like, in today's inflation, like, about, like, $150, $200.
Wow.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Damn.
Which, I mean, like, it was affordable, but, like, it was a big purchase.
It was. Like, yeah. I remember getting it.
Responsible for this. Like,
yes.
If you lose this, that's on you.
No, I lost it once, and my mom was not happy.
Do $90 in 1990.
$218.
Wow.
So, yep.
Wonder my parents didn't get it.
That is a big purchase.
Mom, please, please. If you buy me this, you won't have to buy me
anything
ever
again. I will never ask for anything.
And it would be the stupidest gifts, too.
God, I had the purple see-through one. That was my Game Boy color.
Me,
purple
too. See-through. That's why I got the purple see-through one.
My brother had the purple
Jordy,
see-through.
Jordy, you too?
And I had the lime green.
Oh,
the
nice.
Solid one.
Yeah.
What was it about the purple that we enjoyed so much?
Yeah, my brother had a solid purple too. Like, but we were totally fine.
Yeah.
We were girl colors. We were this is sick.
My brother had the flat teal.
Okay.
One. You know the teal one?
Yeah.
Who can't? Why do they come up with those colors?
Well, there's something about like the clear in the 90s that was so special.
Yeah. They were dope, man. They were really dope.
I hated the flip ones. It like lost it for me. And when they made the flip, I was like, oh, that's lame.
Oh, big thing about Nintendo Switch 2, you can play GameCube games on it. Or that they like are opening
Love
up
GameCube
the GameCube library on it. So GameCube, though, that was like, I never got into it. It was 64, then PS2.
My friends always had it. I never had one, but I love playing my friends as GameCube.
Yeah, GameCube, it was like always when I was at McDonald's. I don't know. They were what? Just like, McDonald's always had fucking GameCubes inside McDonald's.
Where they...
In the play areas, huh? There was always like... Am I wrong?
You got to play it in GameCube the playpen?
In McDonald's.
I don't remember this.
GameCube McDonald's? Yes, dude. Do you remember?
I do not, but I cannot believe that
No, I don't remember this.
You don't remember that? Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, we would just they sit would have there it at McDonald's some... with your nasty ass food. You know, bro, those were slippery.
And
with
they
grease.
Didn't even clean the shit. Didn't even clean it.
Man, what a time.
You've
man.
Never seen those
I
in
don't
McDonald's?
I remember that. Yeah.
But you would go to Walmart and you'd be waiting in the line with a bunch of other kids. Your neck cocked back. I didn't even know your neck could fold back that far.
You just
far.
Bring the kids to like to Best Buy to play some games just to get their fix.
That's really weird. I don't remember that.
They
That's
would always
cool,
have
though.
Those in, what were those stores that would have those just like sitting out where you can walk in, you play some games, and then you leave?
What, like a game cafe?
They had shit, like it was like really popular in...
An arcade?
In like malls.
Arcade?
It wasn't an arcade. They would have it in like malls and shit.
We go to like Kids Cuts and we could play Kids Cuts while we get our hair cut. That was pretty fun.
I just saw a podcast, like a sports podcast, promoting like Great Clips. I'm like, people still go to Great Clips? Like those super couple, the people still go, they'll fuck your hair up.
It depends on what you want.
They don't cut hair good.
I definitely went to Great Clips.
That's for the kids.
My dad go to Great Clips.
He goes there now.
It's like COVID time too. Great Clips, I mean... For like girls, I feel like that's like a tough thing. Like you got to be like, this is what I want.
Yeah,
I think women's hair is like pretty basic.
And
like
then you don't get it
as a
you
guy.
You can show them anything you want. You ain't gonna
get
it.
You're not gonna get it.
What would happen if like Alex Earl just
can
like,
I do
I'm
this?
Getting my hair cut at Great Clips and they just slay? like they do the most amazing job at Great Clips, and it's like everyone's like, oh my gosh, you got to go to Great Clips. Like, I feel the silliest when I'm just like getting my hair cut though, and you're like looking at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah,
does it look good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Matt, this one?
Oh, yes, where they pull that mirror and they go, how's that back look? Oh, yeah, it looks great.
And you can never figure out how to get the right angle. You, like, bend it the wrong way. You're, like, ooh, trying to...
Yeah, you catch yourself in that angle of that mirror, you're like, I don't know this
and you know
man
what?
At all.
And every time I see the back, I was like, I don't like it. I'm just like, it looks good. And it's not their fault. It's my fault.
You walk out the salon. You're shaking it up. You're looking at yourself in, like, the window of your car going... Yeah.
You know when you don't like it and they're just like, do you want me to gel it and style it for you? You're just
it's
like,
okay.
I'm good.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm good.
And then you go in your car and you look at the mirror.
The flip down.
Throw it back up. And then you go home like, how can I grow hair faster?
Yeah. What's your rubbing scalp? I'm going to, what is that called? The shit that you rub in your hair to make, it's like almost like a Rogaine.
Minoxidil?
I'm gonna literally just get it and just start rubbing that shit in my head.
Yeah, but it will make like your scalp really flaky. It did for mine.
Yes, but you'll also start losing hairs, but it'll grow. Then the new ones will grow.
A rebirth,
exactly.
But I'm fascinated though about how people who cut hair just make it happen and they go from one head to another, doing a whole different look. Cutting hair though. It's so complicated. You're dealing with all these different types of hairs coming at different angles outside of the head.
But it also sounds easy.
Not to me,
but I feel like to like
cosmetologist though, I don't know. It's so much trial and error and to be good at it.
Yeah.
And also how there's people who give $1,000 haircuts where I'm like, huh? Like,
who's getting with $1,000
like,
haircut?
You know, like people like Chris McMillan who do like the people on Beverly Hills who do like,
if you're
Jennifer
getting your
Aniston's
hair like colored
hair.
And shit,
no, Zane,
yeah.
They just charge it for the sake of charging it. Like if you're like if you become a celebrity haircut person, like you,
they'll charge that much.
They'll come to you. It'll be like,
oh well, yeah. I mean, I guess there's multiple like layers to it where they have to they got to come to you. They got to bring all their shit, and then they're coloring your hair. Then all the time it takes for them to sit that fucking color in your hair, and then they cut it. Yeah,
I know. And they're like, what do you want? And they got to trust it, and they got to execute your vision. I'm such a people pleaser. If I was cutting hair, I'd be like, do you hate it? Like,
you could be totally honest.
Totally.
If you hate it, here's the scissors. You could just cut my hair if you want. Get back at me. My the guy that does my hair, he told me that he'll get flown out to do someone's hair like before an event.
Wow.
I mean, they'll pay for him, see? First class, everything, to fly there, to color their hair, and to fly him back. And they pay for everything, his whole travel.
Brilliant.
Isn't that insane?
That's a good gig to then have. Like, you strike lucky with someone who just like, I need them. They're the only person that could cut my hair. Mm. None of you guys are coming near me with scissors.
You know what? I would. You know what? If I was getting flown out like that, I would probably charge $1,000 to cut. I'd be like, I'm sorry. I can make that tomorrow.
Do you want your hair cut or not? And then that's it.
I'm the only one that's available right now.
So. If I spend $1,000 on a cut and no one gave me a compliment,
I'd get $1,000 haircut and put a hat right on after.
I'd be like, act like a L'Oreal shampoo commercial, just like.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Me, the anxiety. You guys are going to roll your eyes. But this is not just with the haircut, but I thought of it today because I did get my haircut. Zane noticed.
Oh, sorry.
Your hair's always been looking great. I don't know.
You.
Like,
but I went to a new place today, and even any other cosmetic stuff, if I'm getting a facial, if I'm doing my nails, like anything, I don't really have a go-to person because if there is like a conversation I had with a hairdresser that I like don't want to revisit or like I told them something that like, I ended up not doing. I'll just pick a new place.
Because they're going to follow up and ask about it.
Yeah. So like, just pick a new spot. If I don't like, place. If because they're very personable. Like
yes.
They,
and they're like so a like, therapist. You right. Let, you open let your up inhibitions to down.
Yes.
And let them in your world.
Yes. You open up to
you're
them.
You're vulnerable. They've got a knife right next to your head.
That's like, true. Yeah.
There's a you don't sense piss them off. Of like.
But if I'm thinking about a conversation we had and I'm like, oh, I don't want her to ask me about that. Let me just pick a new spot. Right. See ya.
I've been going to the same place for the past like 5 years, the mm-hmm. place I go to now. I've been through 4 different people in the same spot.
Oh.
And whenever I change people, I'll come in for the first time and then they'll see me from the other side. I'll go, hi. And they're like, hey. And they'll
oh, wait, no, you Zane, switch the people?
Or I've done it 4 times in the past 5 years.
At
you,
the same
you chose
spot.
A different yeah. person.
Wait, yeah. that's bad. See? That's worse.
Yeah.
So, does it look so, bad in terms, I would be so curious for our hairstylists out there, would that piss you off?
It does piss people up. It does piss some stylists off because I think it happened to Todd at the same place. He switched because, and it's not because we don't like the person anymore. We found someone better. So, and the reason why I would find someone better is that I would need a last minute haircut and that person wasn't available. So I'll just go to a new person and I would get the cut with a new person. And I realized, oh wow, they
and
cut
you
my
liked
hair
it better. So
and
like-
then. And then I would just move on to that new person.
Yeah, that makes
is
sense.
Is it shitty? Yes, but I can't help it. They just cut my hair better, so I just got to go to them. And
I think it's just so like.
But you know what I would do as like
sorry.
A.
Sorry.
You know I what like, I would do as
I
a hair.
Never,
if
I
was
I could
a,
never
if,
go back.
If I was a hairstylist and I knew that a very loyal client is going to someone else for one day in my spot.
Fuck it up. You better not do a good job. I would tell them.
Or either tell them or I would just be like, come to my house. I'll cut like out. I would just make it work. I'd be like, I'd be too scared to, to let him go just in case.
But then there's probably beef between the two workers now. Because
I don't think
like,
it's ever beef. I think it's more you like they're like, damn. Or I think it's more. They'll think about it like, damn.
No, I'd be like, dude,
did I fuck up their hair last time?
Oh, so you're.
But I also don't want that conversation.
I'd be like, oh, so you cut Zane's hair now?
You
oh,
would okay. say that?
No.
I'd oh, be so, like, they're like,
yeah.
So what, you cut?
How's Zane doing? Yeah, he was coming to me for like 2 years. You cut him now?
Just sharpening their like their blades. Just like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I feel bad, but I don't know. We're all, I say hi to everybody, so.
Where did
I'm a homie hopper in that place. Huh? Everybody has ran through me.
Does the hair at hair salons, when they throw it all away,
they donate it?
They do?
Mm-hmm.
All the hair on the floor.
I'm kidding. No, they don't donate it.
They throw it away in the trash can?
I think long hair, I think I don't know how it is with girls. If they cut a lot of hair, is there a conversation?
You would have
like,
to do it.
No, you go in and you say, yeah. I would like to donate my hair. Okay. So they put it nice in a ponytail. They make sure it's perfect.
I just always wonder if like people, like some freaks out there are going through the garbage and are like, human hair.
It could be. Like, but I can also see human hair being collected.
That is going,
I feel like human hair could be collected and like, I don't know.
Yeah, repurposed.
Yeah.
Repurposed for
it is like a, I mean, wigs are expensive.
I don't, yeah, even if it was like made for some microfiber cloths or something that something. Is like,
oh, and imagine making a blanket out of human hair and you just like,
yeah,
the smell of like a bunch of human hair all together.
It seems like a sweet deal, but then I don't know if it's like fully hygienic for people to like go collect hair. But like,
that's why business. When you do donate your hair, you have to. It can never be dyed.
Yeah,
like you can't. It has to be your natural. Yeah,
Lux for love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lux
for love. I don't know why my entire TikTok feed is like cars and then haircuts on the street of India.
Oh, you do that? You have that on your feed now? You go in phases with your.
Yeah, you know.
Right now, mine is just fights.
Zane, you love fights. You crossed the line with one you sent me recently, though. I did not like it.
Which one did you know? Which one was it?
Little girl getting struck by lightning.
No, okay, look.
What?
Matt, I did not send it to you as a funny clip. I sent it. Matt, that was not funny.
Okay, either you were not saying it. It was funny, but... The caption was like, ha ha, like it was like silly.
I didn't write the caption.
Warn a friend before you said,
because I send you funny stuff all the time. Do you want me to send you something when it's like not funny? Be like, hey, this isn't funny. This is crazy.
Almost fucking dying. I do like a little like heads up.
So it's like a trigger warning.
Yes. For those type of videos. Okay. Get like almost hit by something.
Yes.
Or I'm like, whoa, hold on.
Okay. So like for me and Heath, we send each other like, as soon as we watch it, we'll know if it's funny or if it's like, this is crazy. So it's normally either something, holy shit, this is crazy, or this is really funny. The girl getting struck by lightning was obviously not funny.
But if it's something happening from far away, I can kind of deal with those.
Because I can watch
a plane crash from far away, and I can know that like, oh, that many people died, but it's from far away.
That many died.
But like, I can't watch... like something up close.
Did you see what the situation was? How like
that it was like fireworks, wasn't it?
No, the girl that, so it was like they were all just hanging out, like the whole family was in the like the top apartment.
Yeah.
And she has like, I think she has like a little kid like fishing pole.
Yeah.
So she goes out to the porch and she does this, but there's a line right there, like a electrical line.
No.
And she rings it, and like the way it, you see the connection like with this, it was like, such a crazy.
Like out of Harry Potter,
she got electrocuted or she got struck by lightning?
She got zapped. Just
she got electrocuted.
Yeah, but it was like a crazy video though. Like it was crazy, and
I hope she obviously lived. But it's like it's. Those stuff I can't watch.
Yeah. And you have to think about it too. That family was recording that. Like it was like a camera in their house. They posted it. You know what I mean?
True. But so they posted for legal like, this purposes is crazy. Because of like for court, and then that the press picks it up because it happened. I don't think they're like, look what happened to our daughter.
You think it goes.
A lot of those scary like accidents and stuff are because like press covered it and like illegally something happened.
I don't think that's right for. Like that type of video, if they sent it privately to like a
local. It looked like it was a different country. Like, I'll say that too. Maybe I'm off.
I think because I feel like in America, it's very popular to have like a webcam in your house.
True.
You know what I mean? What's your thoughts on that? American. What?
I don't understand people who have webcam set up. But it seems
I get it. 100%.
Sorry, not webcam, but like security cam.
Oh, I get it. In the house. Yeah. My mom had it.
What's the benefit, just in case. What's the benefit besides intruders?
It's only for intruders.
Then I would have it set up for like hourly, where when we go to bed, the cameras turn on, or when we know when
and they do
this
that
smart device knows that like. But I don't need them to be the cameras filming me and my family every day.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, no, it's not. So it's not an apartment complex that does it. You do it. So it's for your house. You get the camera. You set it up for your own.
I know.
But if you have cameras all around the house, exterior. Would you need interior?
Dude, then it sounds like Black fucking Mirror.
It feels
weird.
I don't really need
to know what, like, say if we're in my house and Zane's like, hey, I got to go take a phone call. And he goes somewhere in the house to take a phone call. It is none of my business to what Zane is saying in my house in another room. But if I have security cameras all around, I can do it. That for me crosses a line.
It's only for, like, remember the time the guy, like, came into our house while we were all sleeping?
Yeah.
I would have loved for a camera to be in that house. Because once he's inside the house, it was fucking, that was it. Like, you have no idea what happened. Mm-hmm. Anything, he could have done something really weird and we would have never known about it. So that's the only time where you'd want like a camera in the house. But yes, I wouldn't want access to it. I wouldn't be sitting there looking at people like, and they're, you know, just being nosy. But I get it.
The only, we have that one camera in the house, but it's for Dean, that you could drive it around.
Oh,
that's cute. Or you can feed it.
It's really
off,
cute.
But like if we're sitting here right now,
but we could fire it up.
Go on my app and turn it on and just like play with him for a little bit so he can like run around and then put it back and then park it.
It's really cute. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think I could ever have just like a home security cam like up in the corner just like. Feels funny.
Yeah, I don't think that's very necessary.
I would I, like in my head, I would always think, oh, someone's like watching this, or someone can watch. What
somebody
I'm
can
doing.
Tap in. My first instinct, but this sounds like I'm a person who would want to stage like a lawsuit on something. But you have eyeballs on everything like going wrong in your house. So like, if a toy, I don't know, if something like malfunctioned that was in your home, you have fucking legal proof. Like, look, this fucking screen just exploded out of nowhere, or like these glass shattered, or
this
was
moments.
A faulty toy that my children was playing with and it fucking strangled
them. Yeah, the pros, like, are the pros are there and they're good.
Yes.
But the cons
but
are also
but I'm
like
not
privacy.
Saying like I would have it, but like I'm like, thank gosh they got that on tape.
Right. Exactly. It's like those rare moments that they do come in handy, but 90% of the time, I don't think it's necessary.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
We had one on Staten Island. It was just in the basement because that's where we spent all of our time and we were really little.
So we had
it in the basement and then my parents had a little screen in the kitchen when they were like cooking just to watch.
Looking back.
Like a baby monitor too. It's like
A baby monitor.
If my parents had a home security in the house when I was a kid and I didn't know about it, I am
so screwed.
So
the pillow, MTV.
Everything.
Oh, I bet kids cannot sneak out at all anymore. Unless kids are so high tech.
I'm talking about just
like
being a weird fucking 10-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some things as a parent you just like don't need to see.
The thought of if my mom had a camera and she was like, let's go check in on Heath, see how he's doing today. And she's at work.
I think a lot of parents, they know they'll catch some weird shit. I think for their own like mental, they're just like, I don't need to see it.
I would never.
There's some things that we just can.
You know it's going on.
You know that they're doing weird shit, and that's fine. You know, privacy. Like, just let them.
Do you think it's rude then if you went over to like someone's house and they had cameras like in every room?
I would feel weird. I would
just go, hey, can we just turn those off?
My
house.
I wouldn't ask.
I just
watch yourself.
You're only there for a few hours, so it's like.
And also, like, you know, just be aware.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm always aware.
Yeah, go up to him and be like, what are you looking at, weirdo? Yeah. Why are you watching this back?
Yeah, like David, he has cameras all inside the house.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's because he has like art and shit. He probably like doesn't want, but like every time I'm in there, I know like my brain immediately turns, I'm being recorded or I'm being seen right now. So just some. It's funny. My mom had the webcam my mom had because my stepdad installed it. Once they separated, I think it was like a month later, my mom realized it and she goes,
oh,
I should probably turn that off because my stepdad had access. I'm not saying he was that was like a funny little moment where she was just like, unplugged it.
He was live watching it.
Yeah. just to make sure. Hey, if I'm single, you're single too. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's just kind of weird.
I get it. There's the pros and cons. You know? Yeah. But I get it. I'd probably get it in like a very
audio then.
No audio. Yeah, no audio. I think is good.
Even video.
I don't know. It still doesn't make me feel normal. It feels just like such a weird.
What are we at a bank?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a comment about somebody working at a bank, and they said bank robberies do happen still all the time.
Really?
It's just banks.
How successful are they?
They didn't say that part, but they said it happens all the time.
They probably just don't report it then.
They don't report it, and they also don't. I don't think they want to say anything because they don't want. It just encourages.
Smart.
It.
That's smart.
Yeah, but you know, it's not surprising that it happens all the time. And I feel like when documentaries come out or people see that like someone stole like in their head, they're like, oh, let me try it.
Yeah.
Also, if I had nothing to lose,
worth a shot.
I'd probably be robbing banks. If I had nothing to lose, guys, I would be a thief.
Nothing to lose?
If I had nothing to lose, I'd be a thief. Like, I would do, like, the whole, like, house robbing is very scary. I think I would do more car theft. Car theft to me is
stealing safer. From cars or stealing cars?
Stealing from cars, because I feel I'm not a car person. I'm not that much of a car person. I would want you on my team. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I would clear out the car people. And I'd be like, Heath, wire the car up. We're gonna take the car. Me and you would be a great team for theft.
I would steal from corporations, like, or steal from like people who could afford, like.
Well, yeah, we'd be going into like Bentleys and shit.
Fuck someone's day over.
Yeah, Heath, right? We'd be going through Bentleys and Range Rovers, and we would make sure we hit expensive cars.
I've always just wanted to like slam a screwdriver into the ignition and see if I could like crank it and turn it.
Yeah, right.
I got a notification the other day on Citizens app. Be very careful. Somebody was breaking into cars with a Slim Jim.
A Slim Jim.
I swear. I can't make it up.
Oh, yeah. So they were like trying to break the glass with it?
I don't know, Zane. It wasn't me.
Do you think it was Chomps or it was actually a Slim Jim?
Well, I would love to figure out just like a crime where you could like funnel free mile points for like airline travel.
Oh, I'm
like
sure there's a way.
Into your account. And it's just like it slowly adds over time. So it's not suspicious. And then by the end, you have millions and millions of airline miles.
Did
for
you
the
not
rest of
wait.
Your life. And it's like a glitch.
You didn't know what a Slim Jim was?
No, I do. But why is this a thing?
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Does a Slim Jim work in real life? Breaking
Oh, wait, a Slim Jim is a tool.
A Slim Jim. A Slim it's Jim? Not the meat. I thought you were making a joke and knew.
I thought it was the you Slim too? Jim.
Hey, I thought it was a Slim Jim too. What the fuck is it?
No, it's an actual, no, it's a just
skinny,
hit me.
It's a skinny, thin piece of metal like a ruler that's got like edges.
Oh,
so you put it in
I
knew that.
Is that why a Slim Jim is called a Slim Jim? Is because of the thing that opens up cars? Which came first?
Yeah, what came first?
The treat or the... I bet the door opener.
The
thing.
Door opener.
Wow. So like a car jack. Sorry, I'm not a jackhammer. What am I saying?
Slim Jim.
Yeah, it's Slim Jim.
Damn. Delete that.
Mariah, do not
no,
delete
that's
that.
Really funny.
Who you else tried? Thought it was the food?
I thought it was the food when he sent
okay.
it.
Right, that metal, that
yes,
little ruler.
Yeah, no, I know. I've had a few Slim Jims in my life because I locked my keys in the car like Jordan.
That's why I sent it to you guys the other day because I was like, this is so funny. That someone's reporting.
I'm with you, Mariah. Look, I'm on your side here. I truly thought it was a thing, a slab of meat that someone was trying to break in with. I thought they put the Slim Jim in like the keyhole.
That's what I
and
thought
like let
too.
It and like freeze it or something, so like it fit in the keyhole perfectly. No, I thought of everything. Trust me.
I went to the hospital today.
You went to the hospital?
To the ER.
They got another skin cancer tag?
No.
What'd
but
you
I
get?
Woke up with a sore throat, and I was immediately like, "Oh my gosh, I have strep." So
shit.
Therefore, I'm going to get psoriasis. So it was like a very like, did I sleep with my mouth open sore throat? Or is it like, you know how like sometimes if you slept with your mouth open, you can like wake up with a sore throat.
And
you're like, then, because like, when is a normal sore throat just a sore throat? And when do I have strep? Because my brain is immediately like, soreness,
worst of the worst.
Strep.
Yeah.
We're at strep, baby.
At that point, you immediately go to the doctor. You're like, I'm going to go.
Well, because it's weird. Because you know, like kind of around right after your wedding, I was sick as a dog.
Yeah.
Like very, very sick. And I accepted that. After your wedding, I got sick, and I was like, I had the flu.
Yeah.
I got the flu. But you feel like you shouldn't get sick, like, a month, less than a month fucking later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's really weird when your body, like, you're like, how am I getting, why
yeah,
do I feel
usually
sick
like-
again? And for me, it happened on Sunday, right after we finished recording. I got home, and I felt it all in my bones. You know when you get that, like,
the little tight
and
shiver.
You have that tiny little cough, and you taste the phlegm, and you go,
that's
sickness.
That's it, yep.
You can taste the sickness. Mm. So then I go, I feel like I'm getting sick. And Patricia's like, but you were just sick. There's no way you could be getting sick again. And I'm like, right. And then I felt like, I don't know, sometimes Patricia and I will get competitive. Like, are you really sick? Are you just, are you being dramatic that you're sick?
That is really crazy how your body does not get sick that soon after. That's like, that's wild to me.
So, and then I was like, so then it was Monday, I woke up and I'm like, I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling good at all. Took a nap, really not feeling good. And then yesterday, didn't feel good the whole day.
Was it like a chills type thing too, or just...
So they always say the difference between a cold... A cold, you can go up and do things. A flu, I feel like I said this past few episodes. A flu, the way you know if you have a flu, if somebody put $100 on your front door, and all you have to do to get that $100 is to get up and go get that $100, on a flu, you don't even care that $100 is on that, like, door. Like, you have no drive to go... get up and do things.
Wow.
Because it's not even worth it. Like,
so I haven't had a flu in a long time, though.
I guess I've never had the flu. Collecting checks. Because
I cannot fucking...
The idea...
I can't go today without wiping the fucking counter.
Like, you don't... The idea of going to the doctor sounds so dreadful because you don't... You could not drive... You feel like you could not drive yourself, kind of a thing.
Okay.
That's how much your body doesn't want to do things. But I had that... But I never.
But you went to the hospital.
I never had a fever the whole time. I just felt bad in my bones,
achy, kind of run down.
And I woke up this morning, sore throat, and I'm like, and I was reading strep, and it goes, you feel bad, then you get a sore throat.
It's funny that we look it up every time, and we've looked it up so many times.
What do you got? Laryngitis.
Tested negative for everything. Tested negative for COVID. Tested negative for the flu. Tested negative for strep. So they gave me antibiotics. So they're like
mono.
There's no way. I don't feel like tired. Like, mono is, like, exhaustion or extreme fatigue.
I've had, like, shivers before where I'll have a shiver and I feel like I'm getting cold, and then I wake up the next day and it's completely gone. Like, so, what is that moment? What is that when you feel it for, like...
You have a strong immune system.
Oh, that's just what it is?
I think what happened to me is I never gave myself a rest day in terms of working out for the past 13 days.
Like, you worked out every day?
I worked out every day, and on my rest days... I still was like on the treadmill for a whole fucking hour.
It's you get treadmill every day. Treadmill every day is good.
I know, not every day, but like I never gave my day one body of rest.
Okay.
And I don't know, and I guess I hadn't done that in a long time. I'd never gone that long without
been in the sun a lot too?
Maybe not enough, but yeah, I feel like I was in the
being in the sun a lot can make you
sometimes
sick.
Sometimes the sun like really runs me down.
Mm.
Like, if I go to, like, if we would do, like, a beach day or if I'm in the sun, like, it borderline makes me sick. Ugh,
I'm not getting enough sun, I've found out.
Yeah.
Like, I really think about my days every day. I was like, oh, wow, I'm not getting any sun at all.
I try to get it right when I wake up.
And your body needs sun.
Go, as soon as you wake up, go outside.
Yeah. I was thinking about, like, going hiking again. Because I got so much sun, like, good sun for, like, a straight hour. I feel I'm going to start doing that again. And I felt so good. I'd come, like, after a hike, I felt amazing. You take on the day after
a hike.
It is
really nice.
But I've just been so paranoid about, like, is it over or am I about to get worse? But I do feel better than I felt yesterday.
Thank
but I'm
goodness.
Going skiing on Friday.
Ooh, so from hot to cold.
Tahoe. But I leave tomorrow. But I was about to cancel. Because if I found out I was tested positive for something, I'm like, I'm about to cancel everything.
Yeah. What are you going to Tahoe for?
Matt Doan's birthday.
Oh, nice.
So gonna go.
You boarding or skiing?
Skiing. And I probably won't be skiing with them because they're really good.
Urchins.
But I don't mind.
You do your own thing.
Just do not do the
highest point. You will roll.
The blue, because blues, I can fuck with blues, but I encounter challenging blues where I'm like, why the hell am I doing this? With Connor Franta, just his tour as ACL, I'm like, ain't worth
it. It's not worth it.
So I'm just keeping it mild, having a couple pints. Having some laughs.
I honestly may even just like not do like any sport like related activities ever again. I just don't think it's a good idea.
Oh yeah, pickup games of basketball. Everyone who I've known is like tore their ACL. Been is
Cal just broke his
we're
foot.
Just getting pick old. Basketball. I think we need to like really stay in our own lane. Like do what you like know you're good at. And I know I sound like a boring old man saying that, but like
okay.
Every time I try something new, I fuck my shit up and I'm like out for a month.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
That skimboarding really fucked me up. I'm still like still feeling.
You went skimboarding?
Not skimboarding. The wakeboarding, what we did for your bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
That was terrible. That fucked me up.
That was one day.
It was one day. And I did it twice. I did it two times.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wrecked for 4 months after, crazy. 5 months.
Just getting old, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another Zane and Heath Unfiltered episode. You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where you can check out everything in the archive. We have around over 500 pieces of content up there.
We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single episode. We do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. And you get early access to every episode. You get it a few days early and ad-free. And again, patreon.com/ZaneandHeath.
And you're watching Disney Channel.
Dun, 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 dun.
And you can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all the podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/ZaneandHeath. Unwinders, we'll see you in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Love you so much. Goodbye. Peace. And listen. Good night.
Oh.
Good night. Good night.